Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
Good evening, VV Nation. My name is Ryan, and welcome to the channel. Now, how many of you own an AI stock? An AI stock being like a semiconductor, you know, one of the Magnificent Seven, such Apple, Amazon. How many of you actually own one of these companies? If you do, type AI in the comment section. Now, this is one of the hottest spaces to be in, at least in the last 12 months here, especially the semiconductors. We've seen huge runs in some of these companies, such as SMCI and NVIDIA. Now, this AI revolution and innovation would not be possible without the company that we're going to cover this evening. That's right, we're going to go over Taiwan Semiconductors, or TSM. Now, this evening, we will go into some articles that really show the impact that TSM has on the semiconductor and AI space as a whole. I mean, this company has huge partnerships with AMD, NVIDIA, Apple, Amazon. The list goes on and on. Taiwan Semiconductor is years ahead of its competition, and on top of that, they're starting to build plants worldwide. Now, we will dive into the VectorVest 7 system to see how our proprietary indicators match up when it comes to this company. Now, if this is something that you're interested in, stick around and let's get started. Now, to put in perspective just how big and how meaningful this company really is, here's a chart of the revenue of the top 10 foundries worldwide here. Now, you can see since 2019, Taiwan Semiconductor has accounted for about half of the revenue worldwide when it comes to semiconductor manufacturing. Now, in 2023, TSMC, their market share was 61.2%. of the global foundry market, while the second place winner was Samsung, occupying only 11.3% of the revenue in the market. Now, here's an article by Forbes magazine just showing the geopolitics behind the semiconductor industry. Now, the main point behind this article is this right here. The Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company makes all of the world's AI chips. That's right, all of the world's advanced AI chips. Most importantly, this means NVIDIA's GPUs. It also includes the AI chips from Google, AMD, Amazon, Microsoft, and every other credible competitor. Now, I will say that TSM, or Taiwan Semiconductor, is probably one of the most vital companies when it comes to the AI advancement. Now, this being said, if you're thinking about investing in this company, the one thing you should know and the biggest threat to this company is geopolitical tensions. That's right, between the US and China. As you can see here, as I scroll down, a lot of articles coming out. If you haven't already noticed, US and China right now are at a standoff when it comes to AI and semiconductor chips. They've already done several bans, especially when it comes to NVIDIA and AMD chips going into China. And China responded with several restrictions of rare earth minerals critical to the supply chain structure to the semiconductor industry. Now that I've told you the good and the bad when it comes to this company, let's go ahead and jump into the VectorVest 7 system and see what our proprietary indicators tell us about this position. All right, so now we're in the VectorVest 7 software. You can see Taiwan Semi here, or TSM, up day to day, up over just 1.5% here. Currently trading at $144.28 here. We value it at just $117. So yes, this position is overvalued right now. But if we compare it to the space or the industry below, which is the semiconductor space, we see the price coming in at $91 while the value is at $63. So with the AI hype right now, you are paying a premium across the board for these type of stocks. Now that being said, RV and RS, which are fundamental indicators here, do come in favorable. The RV at 1.02, which looks at long-term price appreciation, and the RS, or relative safety here, just looking at the consistency of the company's financials, 1.41. So solid financials here. Now, RT, relative timing, lets us know that this company is currently trending up, with the magnitude behind the trend right now sitting at 1.58. Therefore, the overall rating, or VST, comes in at 1.38, which is a great rating for a position in general. Now, you will notice we have the buy recommendation here, and looking at its forecasted data, the sales growth rate, not positive right now, comes in at -2, while the forecasted earnings growth rate comes in at 6%. Now, if we compare this to the industry below, we'll see that the growth rate comes in at 4%, and the sales growth rate comes in respectively at 43%. Now we're going to take a look at Taiwan Semiconductors from three different charts. Now that being said, the first chart here, looking at forecasted data, you can see price action over the last 6 months, nice lower left to upper right in price action, confirming that bullish momentum that we saw from the RT on the viewers tab. Now down below we have EPS. This is the leading 12-month forecast. Down below, we have our growth rate and earnings here, and we also have our sales growth rate. We can see that earnings per share is higher than it was 6 months ago. However, it is trending lower over the last 2 months. On top of that, look at growth rate and earnings. This is also lower than it was 6 months ago. We got the growth rate coming in at 6% right now. However, 6 months ago, the growth rate was at 11%. Now, the last indicator down below, that sales growth rate here, looking at forecasted sales data, started out 6 months ago at negative 14%. However, we finished today at just negative 2%. So with this being said, you can see that the forecasted data here a little mixed right now. The sales growth rate is negative, while the growth rate in earnings has been shrinking over the last 6 months, and the EPS is pulling back over the last 2 months. Now, the second chart here looks at the stock at more of a technical standpoint. I have the 3 and 8 day exponential moving average, along with the 20 day support resistance, and down below, I do have volume. Now, that being said here, we do see price action moving up over the last few trading sessions here. The 3-day is above the 8-day exponential moving average. And you can see last week, price action looked at that 20-day moving average as a level support here. We're starting to diverge away from that 20-day exponential moving average, showing momentum to the upside. Now, for confirmation, I'd like to take out today's high at 146.75. And from a more conservative standpoint, we can wait for more confirmation to see if price action takes out the previous high at $158.40. Now here's the near perfect indicator. Up top looks at trend, which we do see that the 5-day moving average of our stop price is above our 40-day moving average of our stop price, confirming this upside momentum. However, look down below with the RT moving averages. We just do not have trigger right now. Now the 5-day is converging closer to that 40-day moving average of RT. Therefore, if price action continues to move to the upside, we'll be getting trigger here shortly. Now, AI is changing the world around us, forcing companies to operate and adopt these new technologies in order to thrive in the world ahead. Now, Taiwan Semiconductors plays a vital role to the supply chain of these computer chips needed by big companies such as Apple, Amazon. So I wanted to put this company on your radar as a potential play going forward. Now, this company does have its drawbacks, such as geopolitical concerns and rising above the rubble of this most recent earthquake. Now, this being said, I hope you found this video informative. And in tonight's video, we went over three different styles of charts. Let me know in the comment section if you like that, showing a little bit of diversity of how to look at a stock on a chart. Now, if you found this video informative, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit the like button. Share it with monks, your social circle, so that way they can thrive the market as well. Have a good night.
Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days, and we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.